The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Your Bibles with me to Genesis chapter 2, verse 28. Our
theme
is commanding fruitfulness or results. The month of June is a month of results.
It's
a month of fruitfulness.
It's
a month of holiness unto greater works. Amen.
Amen.
The month of May has been the month of enforcing compliance.
Now, Bosumia,
and now that we have enforced compliance, God wants us to be fruitful. God wants us to be productive. God wants us to produce results. You see, God spoke these words to me. Commanding fruitfulness. Go and command fruitfulness. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 28. After God had created Adam in his own image. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Forgive me, sorry. You know, when words are so much, I tell you, pray for us so.
And then,
whenever we quote scriptures, please refer to them.
Because
we can make mistakes in quoting scripture. In fact, I know great men of God. I am following them, and the scripture they quote, when it is not, that is not it.
It is because,
it happens. It just simply shows that we are human. So when we quote a scripture, please check it to find out. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky. And over every living creature that moves on the ground. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to John 15:16. John 15:16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. Amen.
Amen.
John 14:12. Verily, truly, I say to you, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. And they will do even greater things than this, because I am going to the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Finally, let's go to Numbers chapter 17 from verse 1 to
12.
We want to see the power of fruitfulness. The power that can transform rocks. The power that, not rocks, staff. The power that can transform a wooden
wood
into life.
Na eba nkwa mu bio.
Please take note of what we are going to read.
Na ni eba kinka no mo nsa no supa yi.
Because if this power dwells in you.
Na sa to me we eti wo mu a.
If wood.
Na se dia wu ye mpo.
Can become a fruit bearing tree overnight.
It me be so eba ay ade chimpa.
Then I don't know about your womb.
Na ni eno ni bibi fa wa wo twa ho.
I don't know about that bone. I don't know about your headache. I don't know about any area of your life. That the same power
said to me, Corona,
that the Bible says dwells in you cannot bring a change. Are you getting it? Listen to me. It doesn't look. You can be here and go back the same. It's not my business. Because God is here to minister to you. It depends upon how prepared you are in your heart. In your faith. You see, sometimes...
I see I told the beer.
Somebody just came to give me a testimony.
In my office.
A powerful testimony. Then I am seeing the difference in people. Pastor, you made this declaration. I came and saw into it. Then I pick it.
And I'm in fire.
About 300 people heard that declaration.
So
what you do with what you are hearing? How prepared you are. In fact, it is not the church you attend, even though the church you attend matters. The level of the pastor matters. The atmosphere matters. But greatly. It depends on you. How prepared you are. In the presence of the Lord. We want to read. Numbers. Anytime I read this. I fear God. You see look. Even rock. Is producing water. That your stomach, is it a rock?
Now,
is your stomach as hard as rock?
Is your
bone as hard as rock? If rock. Can listen to the voice of God. How much more? Any part of your body. Which is already alive. Life is already in it. Because blood is already flowing. Even if any part of your body is dead. The quickening spirit, according to Romans chapter 8 verse 11, the power that quickens, that quickened Jesus Christ to resurrection, dwells in you. Let's read. And if the spirit of you who raised Jesus Christ from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies. Yes, because of his spirit who lives in you. Yes, King James says he will quicken your mortal body. Give me Numbers. Let's read Numbers. Numbers chapter 17 from verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites and get 12 staffs or rods from them. One from the leader of each of their ancestral tribes. Write the name of each man on his staff. On the staff of Levi, write Aaron's name. For there must be one staff for the head of each ancestral tribe. Place them in the tent of meeting in front of the ark of the covenant law. Where I meet with you, the staff belonging to the man I choose, will sprout, and I will rid myself of this constant grumbling against you by the Israelites. So Moses spoke to the Israelites, and their leaders gave him 12 staffs, one for the leader of each of their ancestral tribes, and Aaron's staff was among them. Moses placed the staffs before the Lord in the tent of the covenant law. The next day, Moses entered the tent and saw that Aaron's staff, which represented the tribe of Levi, had not only sprouted, but had budded, blossomed, and produced almonds. Then Moses brought out all the staffs from the Lord's presence to all the Israelites. They looked at them, and each of the leaders took his own staff. The Lord said to Moses, put back Aaron's staff in front of the ark of the covenant law, to be kept as a sign to the rebellious. This will put an end to their grumbling against me, so that they will not die. Let's go back to verse
9.
Go back to verse 8, where it sprouted. Fine. The next day,
I didn't see you, no.
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 Say, Holy Spirit.
Oh, crow.
I believe.
The GD.
From now,
if he's happy,
by the next day,
my
testimony will come. By the time I sleep and I wake up, as long as this power, the power that caused this miracle to happen in the Old Testament, as long as that power is dwelling in me, as long as that spirit now lives in me, I also believe that by the next day, I am celebrating my testimony. 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 The next day, Moses entered the tent and saw that Aaron's staff, which represented the tribe of Levi, had not only sprouted, but had budded, blossomed, and produced almonds, produced fruits. Amen.
Amen.
The first word that the created Adam heard. The first word that the created Adam heard. The first word that God spoke to Adam.
Adam.
Be fruitful.
I say swaba.
Multiply.
Not Dory.
Let me just end that. Be fruitful.
I see Suaba.
Be fruitful.
Suaba.
Be fruitful.
Suaba.
You see, the phrase be.
Now, in can say,
in English.
When
you tell somebody, be careful.
Say, okay, so say, yeah.
When you add be.
So I see, sure.
It's a command.
I say, or shebi ewo ho.
Is what? A command.
Shebi
is a command.
Say yeah.
A command is an instruction that can never be refused.
I
say, a command is an instruction that can never be be resisted. And God said to them, you have no option than to be fruitful. Adam, you have no option than to be fruitful. So when Adam came out of anesthesia, he was hearing very deep. He started saying, I am fruitful. I am fruitful. And what did Jesus tell them? The disciple asked, it has been read in John chapter 15, verse
6.
You did not choose me. But I choose you. To go and bear fruit. And fruits that will last. Go and bear lasting fruits. We have entered into the month of fruitfulness. Or results. And greater works. We have been commanded to be fruitful. And as I've just said, the phrase be fruitful is a command. And a command is an instruction that can never be refused. It has no option but to obey. To comply, to surrender. What's the meaning of fruitfulness? It means productivity. It means to increase. It means to multiply. It means to change levels. It means greater works. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 11. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 11. Since God commanded the ground.
He
said earth. Produce vegetation. Anytime you are traveling to any of the regions from Accra. When you are going to Kumasi. You pass off an call road. When you are going to central region, you go to
Kasua.
Volta region. You pass through, Tema. Afenya and
Dowenya.
These are the four exits from the city to any region. These are the four exits. Now, on your way to wherever you are going, you see vegetation. You see forests. Right and left. Who planted them? Where from the vegetation? The word God spoke to the ground. Produce. So the ground has no option than to do what? To produce. God has sent me tonight to command fruitfulness in your life. To command fruitfulness in your life. That any area that is not bearing fruit. Enough is enough. Now it's time for fruitfulness. It's time for productivity. It's time for results. You know, in Christ, we have been made complete.
Now, our Christ, oh no, yeah.
When you read Colossians chapter 2, verse 10, King James, Colossians 2, 10. Colossians 2, 10, King James. And ye are complete in him. Which is the head of all principality and power.
Say,
I am complete in Christ. Say, I am complete in Christ. Say, I am complete in Christ. Say, I am complete in Christ. The word, the Greek word that was complete means plero.
Na Greek asem kasefu a wono e plero.
And plero means
na no such is there any say
to be made full.
Say obeye ma
to render full.
Say obeye ma
to finish it.
Abema na ye fefefe.
So in Christ you are complete.
In Christ omo no where we pay here.
You are spiritually complete.
Oh, man, where are you paying?
I say you are spiritually complete.
Oh, man, where are you paying?
I say you are spiritually complete.
Oh, man, where are you paying?
And when you are spiritually complete,
now, man, where are you paying?
You are really complete. I say when you are spiritually complete, you are really complete. You are truly complete. Because it is the spirit that rules.
If you say home, home, na edi adie.
When you are spiritually sound,
all other
things will begin to fall in place. Look, as I am speaking, as I'm speaking right now, God has started healing wombs. I said God is healing wombs. The power of God is beginning to heal the wombs right now. Wombs are being reset. Look, when you come into the house of the Lord, don't wait for the time of declaration. It depends upon how prepared you are. So in Christ, every part of you must be fruitful. If you are complete in Christ, it means every part of you must be fruitful. Look, God wants us to get tired of fruitless lives, of unproductive lives, of lives without resolve. And God wants us to reject fruitless lives, resultless lives, but to produce results. And to produce results, we must be fully connected to Christ. In John chapter 15, verse 5. John 15, 5. Let's look at it. John 15:5. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Please, how are you connected to Christ? I am asking you. The Holy Spirit is asking you, how connected are you to Christ? Are you connected only with your mouth? Or your entire being? Or part of you is connected? And part is not? How are you connected to the Holy Spirit? How are you connected to the word of God? This is what makes you fruitful. I'm telling you. This is what makes you fruitful. And then you need faith. Your faith must be connected. Let me tell you, God didn't call us to generate faith. Because we already have faith. I'm telling you. The moment we became born, we have natural faith. And we have spiritual faith. But you know, God wants us to refocus our faith.
We
should refocus our faith on Him. Not on our problems. We should refocus our faith on His word. On God's ability. God didn't call you to generate faith. How can you generate faith? Faith has already been deposited in your spirit. But you need to focus it. You need to release it. To be focused on God. On God's ability. On the Holy Spirit. And His ability. And God's track records are there that you can follow. What God has done before. He wants to do again. I say what God has done before. He want to repeat in somebody's life. What God has done before, He wants a candidate to repeat. You are that candidate. I say you are that candidate. I say you are that candidate. You are that candidate. You are that candidate. And even if there is something you have never heard God doing before, He wants somebody that will become a reference point. I say He wants somebody to begin with. 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 The testimony that one of us just came.
And then see there,
to the office to give me the person. The person must run back to work. Brought some document to show to me.
Now,
he said, Pastor.
I see
I apply for something.
They throw baby home.
An international something.
Baby.
The day I was going to be interviewed.
Now,
the thing had already gone. Before those who have applied for that thing before, they asked me, the big man, say, you young lady, why
are you?
He said, do you have this document? Because they know that it is difficult to get. And if you don't have it, forget.
And then
she said, no.
I see there be.
The documents were there for 2 years. She's not hearing anything.
Until
then she came to church. I spoke some words.
Okay, send me.
Then last week, I said change of levels.
I see sister.
She picked it. She came and connected to the altar. Then she was just there. Yesterday.
Enra.
She just felt that.
I think I be say.
So you are expecting this thing.
It will need a way who quiet now. Who say, Baba?
How would they communicate to you?
Now come in on my person wedding kit at home.
Didn't they tell you that they will send you an email?
No one can just somebody.
When was the last time you check your email?
She was hearing
this.
Not till where you.
She checked the email.
They
said, your thing has been ready for 12 days. Without that important document, they have approved what she has applied for. They have approved what she has applied for. They have approved what she has applied for. Because she told God, your servant said, your servant said, and she was quoting what I said. She was quoting the things I have said. She was quoting the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Every day, I am receiving testimonies. Every day I am receiving testimony.
The Lord says, I should command fruitfulness into your life. I should command fruitfulness into your life. We have seen that dry sticks that were sent into the house of the tent.
I had to come to my demo.
By the next day,
I did see, you know,
the dry stick
had
sprouted, has budded, had blossomed, and produce fruit. If a dry stick can produce fruit overnight, then you sitting down here, I declare every dry situation, receive fruits right now. Receive fruits right now. I command your life to be fruitful.
Amen.
I command your life to be fruitful.
Amen.
I command your health to be fruitful.
Amen.
I command your mind,
Amen,
to be fruitful.
Amen.
I command your soul,
Jesus,
to be fruitful.
Amen.
I command your body,
Jesus,
to be fruitful.
Amen.
I command your marriage,
Jesus,
to be fruitful.
Amen.
I command your womb,
Jesus,
your womb to be fruitful.
Amen.
Your womb to be fruitful.
Amen.
Your body to be fruitful.
Amen.
Your womb to be fruitful.
Amen.
Your mind to be fruitful.
Amen.
Your career to be fruitful.
Amen.
Your business to be fruitful.
Amen.
Your investment to be fruitful.
Amen.
I command
Kabasha
spiritual fruitfulness.
Amen.
I command
Marketing
be spiritually fruitful.
Amen.
Be prayerfully fruitful.
Amen.
Be prayerfully fruitful.
Amen.
Be economically fruitful.
Amen.
Be financially fruitful.
Amen.
Be socially fruitful.
Amen.
Be academically fruitful.
Amen.
I command fruitfulness in the house. I command fruitfulness. I command fruitfulness. Any area of your life that is not bearing fruit, I say, by the command of the word of God, let that area become fruitful. Become fruitful. Become fruitful. Become fruitful.
Amen.
Become fruitful.
Amen.
Become fruitful.
Amen.
Shatakobala.
Rakabalekete.
Every dry ground in your life is no more a dry ground.
Yes.
I command,
Jesus,
because there is a dry ground, there is another ground we call fruit. There is another ground we call fertile ground. Fertile ground.
Mm.
I command every dry ground.
Shakata.
I replace that dry ground,
Jesus,
in your life.
Amen.
With a fertile ground.
Amen.
With a fertile ground.
Amen.
There is an exchange right now.
Yuko,
there is a spiritual exchange.
Jesus, no.
A spiritual exchange.
Amen.
A spiritual exchange.
Amen.
Let every dryness,
Jesus,
be exchanged right,
Amen,
now into fruitfulness.
Amen.
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 Any business here that is not fruitful, let there be an exchange.
Amen.
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 Any life,
Jesus,
that is not fruitful,
Makata,
let there be an exchange.
Amen.
Let there be an exchange.
Amen.
Let there be an exchange.
Amen.
Begin to speak in tongues right now.
Makatalabaza katalababe Reba banderi kataya Rababaya branda katalababa Libro kotoria daraba zenderia baba Rababaya bra katalababa
Yepepeya
bra katalababa Rababaya bra katalababa in Jesus' name, Amen.
Say, I welcome fruitfulness.
I welcome
productivity. I welcome resolve. I welcome fruitfulness in my life. Welcome fruitfulness right now. Welcome productivity. Welcome resolve. Resolve. It is settling. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say, in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I have been commanded to be fruitful.
I have been commanded to be fruitful.
Please, give attention.
I
beg you. You can go into the house of God and nothing will happen to you.
But
you can also go. And by the time you are leaving, you are loaded. I say, when God said to
Adam,
be fruitful, it was a command. And a command is an instruction that can never be refused. A command from a higher authority. No power can resist it. I just use vegetation. When Genesis chapter 1 verse 7, that was the scripture I used to pray for her to grow on that.
We need to ask about now so they can search
I'm receiving a lot of calls. For her to grow. Thank God that he has made me a hair growing.
A hair growing now, so for.
Yes. He commanded the ground.
Say
ground.
As I say,
bring forth vegetation. How many years now? I don't know.
If you had to do
since creation.
If you are born, if you are here,
up to today.
You
see, anytime I read the book of Job, Job is the most mysterious book.
Now, I see you,
I'm telling you, Job, if you want to know deep spiritual things, the book of Genesis, Job.
Job,
Revelation,
any idea?
And the major prophets, the prophet. I'm telling you,
if you want to know
deep spiritual things, when I read Job 38,
okay, can you open my tear?
When after Job had complained and all that,
Job, hey, we be
then when God started speaking to Job,
he
said, "Where were you?
I see now we're here.
When I laid the foundations of the earth." When I commanded the sea, I said, this is how far you will go. You will not go further.
Hey!
And the sea has obeyed. You know what God was telling me? He said, the last crossover. And yesterday, what he has done in your lives.
Sunday,
last Sunday, what he has done. He said, many of us are not aware
See,
he has done things in our life that we are not aware.
He
has done healings, restorations, but we are not aware. That was what he was telling
me.
We are not aware. We are not aware. Say, I have been commanded, to be fruitful. I mention your name. I have been commanded to be fruitful. So I am fruitful. I have been commanded. My body has been commanded. My career has been commanded. So I am fruitful. I am fruitful. Declare.
I am fruitful.
In Jesus' name. Say, I have been commanded, to be spiritually fruitful. I have been commanded to be prayerfully fruitful. I have been commanded to be economically fruitful. I have been commanded to be financially fruitful. I have been commanded to be socially fruitful. I have been commanded to be academically fruitful. To be fruitful in hell. I've been commanded. Take the prayer on right now. I've been commanded to be spiritually fruitful, to be prayerfully fruitful, to be economically fruitful, to be financially fruitful, to be socially fruitful, to be academically fruitful, to be fruitful in my health. In Jesus' name, amen. You know what the Lord is telling me? He said, this house is a fruitful house.
Amen.
And those of you I came to meet here, you know how this place was. You know how it was? And what are you seeing today? God is saying, this house is a fruitful house.
Amen.
It's a fruitful pool.
Amen.
That was, say,
This house is a fruitful pool.
Amen.
Say, I am standing in a fruitful pool.
Amen.
I am standing in a fruitful pool.
Amen.
In the 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 fruitful pool.
Amen.
I am living here.
Yes.
With anointing of fruitfulness.
Amen.
Anointing of fruitfulness.
Yes.
Anointing of fruitfulness.
Yes.
Anointing of fruitfulness.
Yes.
Anointing of fruitfulness.
Yes.
Anointing of fruitfulness. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now the Lord said, make this declaration. After when I make this declaration, God will take it into prayer. That's
now, all. Now, okay, somebody we are near that night and pray here.
I declare into your life.
Okay, go abroad,
any force in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, he who was and is and is to come, the Almighty, I command this in his name, that supreme name, that any force, any power, any principality, any spirit in your life,
Jesus,
that hates, that blocks, that hinders and fights fruitfulness and productivity. And productivity must come to an end now.
Amen.
Must come to an end now.
Jesus.
Must come to an end now.
Jesus.
Must be terminated now.
Amen.
Must die now.
Amen.
I declare to your life.
Yes, oh Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Including somebody watching me online.
Amen.
And the power.
Kama shakata.
And the force, and the principality, any evil and wicked spirit in your life, from your father's house, from your mother's house, from the environment where you live, that hates, that blocks, that hinders, that fights fruitfulness in your life, it must end now.
Amen.
Say, I declare.
I declare.
By the word of God.
By the word of God.
In the force.
In the force.
In the power.
In the
principality.
In the spirit.
In the evil and wicked spirit.
From
my father's house.
From
my mother's house.
From
my environment. Wherever it is located. That hates.
That blocks.
That hinders. And fights.
Fruitfulness.
Progress.
Resolve.
Productivity. In my life, I clap for your end.
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 Yes,
let your end come.
Yes,
let your end come. 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 Let your end come.
Let your head come.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now I declare into your life.
Amen. Okay, we are bravo.
Powers that are allergic to fruitfulness and positive result. Powers that are allergic. They are allergic. They hate.
Oh, you
say something is allergic to something. What does it mean? They hate to hear testimony.
Say any power around me.
Any power around me.
Any spirit around me.
Any spirit around
me. That is allergic.
That is allergic.
To fruitfulness.
To
productivity.
To
resolve.
To resolve.
As I clap my hands.
As I clap
your end.
I clap your end.
I clap your end.
I clap your end.
I clap your end.
This is your end.
I declare into your life.
Okay, go abra bobo.
That the era of fruitless life.
Emre abanso emre mun emaye no.
And the reign of fruitless life.
Any embrya udia dia em
abanso emre mun. Life without results.
Abraba emwaye so anymore.
Life without productivity.
Abraba fi emfi muma.
Life without progress.
Abraba enkoso anymore.
Fruitless life.
Abraba enso aba.
That is it. I declare into your life.
Okay, go abra bobo.
The era of fruitless life.
Es abri ni nyina.
The reign of fruitless life.
Sabraba aim so aba edia dia sabri mono.
Life.
Abraba enso aba.
Life without results.
Abraba fi emfi muma.
I bring it to an end.
Amen.
I declare an end to it.
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 Amen.
The era of fruitless life.
Jesus.
The reign of fruitless life.
Karabasokoto.
I declare an end to it in your
Jesus
life.
Amen.
The Lord said, command an end.
Jesus name.
I command an end.
Jesus name.
I command an end.
Jesus name.
Clap it in right now.
Amen.
Clap the end. Clap the end. I 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 clap the end. Yes. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say powers in my house.
Powers in my house.
That hates to celebrate testimonies.
I hate to celebrate testimonies.
And powers in this house.
And powers in this house.
Where I am standing.
Where I am standing.
Powers in this house.
Powers in this house.
Look, some of the things God is showing me, eh?
If
I don't control myself.
So, when I send the host,
how I would shake some people, eh?
Send your upper for me, no.
Hey.
Yes, I'm good to her.
Please, don't just look at people. Paul said, I will know no man after the flesh. People will be dancing, waving handkerchief. What is inside here is different. Now that I've told God that after 6 days, I want to calm down. I really want to limit. But now rather that is like, I'm telling you, like some people, what kind of art is that? Eh? You don't like testimonies.
Hey!
You hate to hear good things.
Papa.
What kind of spirit is that?
Oh, man, no, no.
Is that not witchcraft? I say, is that not witchcraft?
Yes. That's
envy and jealousy.
No country.
When I stand here, I'm talking. I know what I'm saying.
You know.
I know what I'm saying. And you need to really pray for me.
Now, as you say, one part more, so for part, so.
But we start in so much delays.
Yeah, finish my so na ni market chime
bre. You don't start things and finish quickly.
Yeah, finish bibi asi every ten them.
Because there is a strong man in the house.
Now, ahundi ni bu fiha.
That doesn't want to celebrate that testimony.
Doesn't
want that testimony to be celebrated.
Say,
any strong man in my life.
Any
strong man in my father's house.
Any
strong man in my mother's house.
Any strong man in my mother's house.
Any strong man in this church.
Any strong man in this church.
Where I am now.
That hates.
To celebrate testimonies. As I clap my hands.
I clap your end.
Any strong man around me.
Any strong man around me.
From my father's house.
From my father's house.
From my mother's house.
From my mother's house.
From my environment.
From my environment.
From the church.
From the church.
From inside the church.
From inside the church.
From where I live.
Where I live.
From the people among whom I live.
From the people among whom I live.
Any power.
Any power.
Any strong man.
Any strong man.
That hates.
To hear
my testimony, that doesn't want me
to celebrate my testimony.
I say,
in
this month,
of fruitfulness,
of result, productivity,
productivity
that I am entering into,
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand. Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Please examine my heart. If I am one of them.
If I am one of them,
who hates to hear people celebrating their testimony? Please deliver me.
Deliver me,
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me say this, especially this out here.
Now, the teacher in fear, aha.
Do you know why we pray this prayer? Do you know what I heard? People's hearts are going to cease.
It will just stop beating.
The person will be sitting down.
The heart will just cease.
That's how God is going to clear them.
Because
enough is enough.
He said,
enough is enough.
Amen.
My God. About how many years now that you told that person about somebody who is going to marry?
But 15
years now. Do you know that marriage hasn't come on? 15 years now.
If he said,
marriage has, in fact, the man cannot be found. After head talking to somebody in the church. Because the person had to do something. I mean, innocently. Like I meet brother so and so.
He
has to sign something and say, so and so is going to marry.
Now, when she so
innocently,
oh, name who she you?
That was the end.
And no, no, I didn't know. I don't know.
I said that is the end. The
man, I didn't know. I don't know.
The man cannot be found.
Just say, oh, here for Panokura, oh, no.
The lady is still in the church.
Oh, but I know that's what I saw anymore.
The man has disappeared.
Beme, why you that?
Because the person that my wife spoke to.
Hates
testimony.
It's
now God is showing me.
That's why
I'm getting angry.
15 years. If he said no,
be there and be one.
If you
don't pray for your deliverance,
from now,
we are ready to bury. We are ready now.
Yes, sir.
I said we are ready.
Yeah, yeah, God,
what? Enough is enough.
Yeah, bre, yeah, bre, yeah, bre, no, no.
Say, in the spirit around me.
In the spirit around me.
In the strong man around me.
In the strong man around me.
That hates testimony.
That hates testimony.
That hates testimony.
That hates testimony.
And the one in the house.
And the one in the house.
That hates testimony.
That hates testimony.
I declare,
I declare,
as we enter,
as we enter
into the month of fruitfulness,
into the month of fruitfulness,
into the month of productivity,
into the month of productivity,
into the month of result,
into the month of result,
into the month of testimony,
into the month of testimony.
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand. I clap your hand. I clap your hand.
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand.
I clap your hand.
Your hand has come.
Your hand has come.
I clap your hand.
Your hand has come.
Your hand has come.
Your hand has come.
Your hand has come.
Your hand has come. Your hand has come. It's the great decorataka.
Your end is not.
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 It is not. Amen. Listen to me.
Look to me.
You are going to celebrate that testimony.
Amen.
I said you are going to celebrate that testimony.
Amen.
There is a regret in the camp of the devil.
There
is a regret in the camp of the devil. We are going to command the month of June. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
This month of June,
this month of June,
any loved one,
any loved one
that I did not bury, in the month of May,
in the month of May,
I am not burying.
I am not burying
in the month of June.
In the month of June,
any loved one,
any loved one,
I did not bury.
I did not bury
in the month of June.
In the month of May,
I am not burying.
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 Any testimony,
any testimony,
I couldn't give.
I couldn't give
in the month of May.
In the month of May,
I am giving that testimony.
I am giving that testimony.
In the month of June, I am giving.
I am giving.
I am giving.
I am giving
that testimony.
I am giving.
I am giving.
I am giving that testimony.
I am giving that testimony.
I am giving that testimony. That testimony is released. Is released. Is released for me to deliver. I am giving that testimony. I am giving. I am giving that testimony. So June, open. I am giving that testimony. Kele Basse, Bren Luce Eka, Magoro Branda Kaba. I am Luce. I am testimony.
In the month of May, I am giving that testimony. In the month of June, I am giving that testimony. I am giving, hey, declare.
I am giving it now.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit, we should take it this way. Say any testimony.
Any testimony.
I couldn't give.
I put it
in the month of May.
In the month of May.
I clap that testimony.
I clap that testimony alive.
In the month of June.
In the month of June.
I clap that testimony alive.
I clap it alive.
Clap it alive. Clap it alive. In the month of June. Clap it alive.
In the month of June. In the month of June. I clap it alive. 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 Yes. In the month of June. In the month of June. I clap it alive. I clap it alive. I clap it alive. I clap it alive. I clap it to manifestation. I clap it to manifestation. Manifest now. Manifest now. In the month of June. In the month of June, manifest.
Hey! It is working. It is working. It is working. It is working. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say any door.
Any door
that couldn't open.
That couldn't open
for me.
For me.
In the month of May.
In the month of May.
It is opening.
It is opening.
In the month of June.
In the month of June.
I am walking into that door.
Therefore,
I declare.
Any door
that could not open. In the month of May. I clap your opening. I clap your opening. In the month of June. I clap your opening. Yes. I walk into you. I walk into you. I walk into you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say any power.
Any power
that could not destroy me. In the month of May, you cannot destroy me. In the month of June, any death that could not take my life. In the month of May, you cannot take my life. In the month of June, any misfortune that could not happen to me. In the month of May, you cannot happen to me. In the month of June, you cannot happen to me. In the month of June, any loved one that I did not bury. In the month of May, I am not burying. In the month of June, I am not burying. In the month of June, I am not burying. In the month of June, any power that could not destroy me in the month of May cannot destroy me in the month of June. Any death that could not take my life in the month of May cannot take my life in the month of June. Any misfortune that could not happen to me in the month of May cannot happen to me in the month of June. Say, I declare, you month of June, 2023, shut your doors and your gates against premature death, against misfortune, against accident, against evil and wicked conspiracy, against recurring cycles and patterns. Shut your gates and your doors in my life against sicknesses, against diseases, against every satanic agenda, every witchcraft projection, every demonic pirate and hijackers. I say, shut your gates, shut your gates, shut your gates, shut your gates, shut your gates. I clap your gates shut, 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 shut. Shut your gate against poverty, against scarcity. Shut your gate, 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 shut your gate. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, month of June.
Month of June.
You shouldn't end like other months.
You shouldn't end like other months.
Where I couldn't celebrate that testimony.
Where I couldn't celebrate that testimony.
I say month of June.
I say month of June.
Shut your gates.
Shut your gates.
Against.
Against.
Recurring cycles and patterns.
Recurring cycles.
Recurring cycles and patterns.
Recurring cycles.
Recurring cycles and patterns.
Recurring cycles and patterns.
As I clap my hands. Shut your gates.
Shut your gates.
Shut your gates. The same story. Shut your gates. The story must change. The level must change. Shut your gates. Shut your gates. In Jesus' name,
amen.
We want to break any hand
That is stretched towards my blessings. That is intercepting my blessings. In Genesis 27. Verse 21 and 22. You can sit down for a moment. You know, Reverend Aidan will tell you something. A research has found out. Listen to me.
That
Pentecostal don't die early.
Now Pentecost as a for it's a nipple call as Pentecost or won't tell.
Not Church of Pentecost. Pentecost as a for.
I say it's a for. Pentecost as a for. Yeah.
Because of the clapping of hands.
And I'm in symbolity.
And because of how long we stand to pray.
And he said, "You know how bomb pays."
Research has found out that it is healthy.
Now, if you match, let's say, "I have
so you don't know.
It's winning.
So when we come to church, we are doing both spiritual and physical exercise.
It is ever sorry, In
Genesis 27:21-22, then Isaac said to Jacob, "Come near, so I can touch you, my son, to know whether you really are my son Esau or not." Jacob went close to his father Isaac, who touched him and said, "The voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esau." You know, the mother put a woolen animal, this thing, skin, to look like Esau's hand.
Nanso papa ne se enene de eye Jacob ne nanso honam ne de eye Esau honam.
In Psalm 10
verse 15.
Okay. Break the arm of the wicked man. Call the evildoer to account for his wickedness. That will not otherwise be found out. Psalm 37 verse 17. For the power of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. Say, "My Father in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, any wicked and evil hand that has been stretched towards what belongs to me, to intercept it, to intercept it, to intercept it, to intercept it, to intercept it. Holy Ghost, break that hand. Break it, 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 break it. In the mouth of two, break it, break it, break it,
break it, break it, break it, yes, break it, break it, yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In the same Genesis 27, verse 21 and 22, Isaac said, the voice is the voice of Jacob. Say any voice.
Any voice.
That is misrepresenting my voice. You are loading the month of June. By 12 midnight, when the day begins, all these declarations you are making, they begin to manifest in your life.
Amen.
You rise up into them.
Amen.
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 Isaiah 51. 21 to 22. Therefore, hear this, you afflicted one. What made them afflicted? What afflicted them? Made drunk, but not with wine. The affliction was caused by what? Drunkenness, but not with wine. Let's continue. Verse 22. This is what your sovereign Lord says your God, who defends his people. See, I have taken out of your hand the cup that made you stagger, unstable life. From that cup, the goblet of my wrath, you will never drink again. You will never drink again.
Amen.
You will never drink again.
Amen.
Say, end the bitter cup.
End the bitter cup.
Say, end the bitter cup.
End the bitter cup.
That is set against me. To make my life bitter. To make my life painful. To make me suffer. To make this difficult for me. End the bitter cup. End the bitter cup. End the bitter cup. That is set up against me.
Against me.
Not to enjoy my life. Not to enjoy my marriage. Not to enjoy my husband. Not to enjoy my wife. Not to enjoy my testimony. Not to enjoy my career.
My promotion.
My new position.
My new position.
Listen to me.
What do you mean?
I said, Menno, please join the podcast. Because we are learning a lot. Money podcast. Look. Let me tell you, not everybody who is enjoying, you see people driving good cars. They are not enjoying it. You hear that somebody has been promoted. The person doesn't enjoy it. I have experienced it. When I got my first car, man of God, one day, I was driving at La Paz. I nearly opened the car door and jumped out. I am always hearing. Have you seen any pastor in your organization riding BMW?
You
small boy, you have come for this big car. You have come for this big car. Look at your church in the moving structure. You have come for this. Look, I am here. Sometimes I tell, I say, who is in my car talking? One day, La Paz, I nearly opened the car door and jumped out. Because a spell was cast on it. It was evangelist quizzed.
We're praying at Achimota.
We
said, man of God, let's go to your car. I am seeing something on your car. We got to the car.
Said,
look at witchcraft. I couldn't see it. And you know, he said, let's pray. The prayer will not come. The one who said me, let's pray. Raka. Yala kaya. Yala kaya. Yala kaya. He started going around the car. I thought he was doing introduction before we pray. Yaka ya ya. Yaka ya ya ya. Yaka ya ya ya. Yaka ya ya ya. Yaka ya ya ya. Then at the point, he started saying, ah! Man of God! The witch can't want to overtake us. Hey! Then we started. Charlie, we go through things. So it was from that day I started enjoying that car.
Do
you know why some people are not, they are married, but they are not enjoying their marriage?
A
spell, a bitter cap has been set on that marriage. A bitter cap has been set on that blessing for you not to enjoy it. Promotion, but they are not enjoying the promotion. Say, end the bitter cap that has been set against any area of my life so that I don't enjoy it. End the bitter cap that has been set against my blessings, against my breakthrough, against my testimony, against my promotion, against my opportunities, against my open doors. End the bitter cap that has been set against my blessings so that I don't enjoy it. So that I don't enjoy it. So that I don't enjoy it. So that I enjoy it. So that I don't enjoy it. As I clap my hands, let that car be destroyed. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Beat that car.
Catch fire. Be destroyed. Catch by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire. Catch fire.
Shatakota kaya, be consumed by the Holy Ghost fire. End the bitter cup that is set against any area of my life. Yes. In the bitter cup. 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 That is set against any area of my life. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, any bitter cup,
any bitter cup
that has been set up against me,
that has been set up against,
any aspect of my life,
against any aspect of
so that I don't enjoy,
so that I don't
enjoy, any bitter cup,
any bitter cup
set against my promotion,
set against
my business,
set against
my investment,
set against
my career, set against my academic work, set against my breakthrough,
set
against my open door, set against my marriage,
set against
my husband, set against my wife, set against my health.
My poor day.
Listen to me.
What hear me?
The man standing before you.
Bema oje money mo.
I have gone through things.
Wa fa niyemo mupa.
I have gone through pain. I don't know what I haven't gone through. The only pain I have not gone through is death. Because there is no death around me. That's the only thing. People around me, they don't die. Because God has given me power over death.
Amen.
Because I have survived death several times. That one I thank God. But what else are you talking about? Broken heart. Painful things. But you know, sometimes God let the man of God go through those things to show you what his members are going through.
I'm telling you,
they are the things the congregation is going through. I'm telling you, some of the things you are going through, God will make the pastor to go through it. So that he will know that my people are going through
it.
You talk about fear. Anxiety. Hey. You don't know. We have gone through things. We have gone through things. So when we are here leading you, we know what we are doing. Say any cup.
Any cup.
Say any bitter cup.
Any bitter cup.
Any bitter cup.
Any bitter cup.
Say that bitter cup.
That bitter cup.
Any bitter cup.
Any bitter cup.
Any bitter cup. In my life. Any bitter cup. In any aspect of my life. Any bitter cup. Any bitter cup. Any bitter cup. Any bitter cup. I clap your end. I terminate you. I destroy you. Catch fire. I clap your end. I clap your end. I clap your end. Bitter cup. Bitter cup. Bitter. 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 To make my life bitter, to make my life painful. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our last but one prayer, then we are going to the communion. We want to command the month of June to open up its doors. Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10. Be lifted up, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors. That the King of Glory may come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors. That the King of Glory may come in. Who is he? This King of Glory, the Lord Almighty, is the King of Glory. Listen to me. The Lord Almighty himself is leading your way into the month of June.
Amen.
I said the Lord is leading your way.
Amen.
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 Say, I declare, the month of June, the Lord is leading my way,
Lord,
into the month of June. The Lord is leading my way. 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 In every aspect of life, the Lord is leading. The Lord is leading. Therefore, I declare, you month of June,
Let your gates be lifted. Let your doors be opened. Let your gates be lifted. Let your doors be lifted. For my destiny helpers. For my destiny helpers. For angelic delivery angels. For angelic delivery angels. For angelic delivery angels. Let your gates be open. Let your doors be open. For my destiny helpers. For my destiny helpers. For my testimonies. For my testimonies. For my testimonies. For my breakthroughs. For my opportunities. For life. For better life. For better life. For productive life. For fruitful life. For progressive life. For a healthy life. Let your gates be lifted. 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 For destiny helpers. For delivery angels. 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 For my testimony. For my testimony. For my prophetic word. Let your gates be lifted. Let your gates be lifted. Let your doors be lifted. Let your gates be lifted. Let your gates be lifted. Let your gates be lifted. For a productive life. For a fruitful life. For life with resolve. Life with resolve. Let your gates be lifted. Let your doors be lifted. Command, command the man of you right now.
Let your gates be lifted. Let your gates be lifted. Let your gates be lifted. Yes, so God. Yes, so God. Let your gates be lifted. You matter to me. You matter to
be lifted for life. Be lifted for opportunity. Be lifted for blessings. For a better life. A fruitful life. A victorious life. A prosperous life. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Point to the communion right now. From here, we are going very fast.
If you are going there, we are going in 10, 10, 10, 10.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
My Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
This is the evidence.
This is the evidence
of the ultimate sacrifice.
Of the ultimate sacrifice.
This is the evidence.
This is the evidence
of the ultimate sacrifice.
Of the ultimate sacrifice
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Of our Lord Jesus Christ
on the cross of Calvary.
On the cross of Calvary,
where He shed His blood.
Where He shed His blood.
Where He gave His life.
Where He gave His life
for my life.
For my life.
This communion.
This communion
is the evidence.
Is the evidence.
Is the evidence.
Is the evidence.
My Lord Jesus Christ.
My Lord Jesus Christ.
Seated at the right hand side of the Father,
and also living in me.
This is the evidence.
This is the evidence.
I therefore declare, let this communion deliver to me my victory.
My victory.
My victory over death. My victory over sin.
My victory
over the devil. My victory over witches and wizards.
My victory
over fear. Over pain. Over anxiety. My victory over hell. My victory over hell. My victory over poverty.
Poverty.
Let this communion deliver to my life, my fruitfulness, my productivity, my change of levels,
my
testimony, my healing, my miracle, my restoration in the month of June. Let this communion open for me the floodgates of blessings, the floodgates of contracts, the flood gates of opportunities, the flood gates of promotion. Let this communion
deliver to me
my prophetic word. Now,
Sabri,
you can clap if you want to clap.
To me,
say, I am ready now.
I am ready now.
I am ready to eat.
I am ready to eat.
For my delivery.
For my delivery.
In the name of God the Father.
Name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
Name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Name of God the Holy Spirit.
Is it communion? Wow, what am I seeing? I'm seeing something else. My God. The whole thing is pure white.
I said, "Didn't you know it?"
The whole thing is pure white.
Didn't you know it?
What does that mean, Lord? Wow. 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 I can hear the totality of your victory. The totality of your delivery.
Amen.
The totality of your victory.
Amen.
The totality of your delivery. Say by faith, I receive and I eat. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Now we are starting. Take it and hold it until everybody is sick.
Calvary.
No, sing that song. Wedding kunim. Wedding kunim.
Yesu Christ wedding kunim. Wedding kunim amaye.
Wedding kunim. Oh, wedding kunim,
Yesu Christ wedding kunim. Wedding kunim amaye, oh,
wedding kunim.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wedding kunim.
Oh yeah.
Yesu Christ wedding kunim.
Yesu Christo, Yesu Christo, wa sorry, wa sorry. If you're more, oh, what's Jesus Christ, was sorry,
oh,
was sorry, if you're Jesus Christ wedding kunim. Wedding kunim amaye, oh.
Wedding kunim.
Hallelujah.
Wedding kunim. Jesus Christ wedding kunim.
Wedding kunim amaye, oh.
Wedding kunim. Jesus Christ wedding kunim.
Wedding owu.
Wedding owu.
Nya
samazo. Wa mayenkwa.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is an open communion. Once you are born again,
so when you are from
accepted Jesus Christ, your Lord and personal Savior, whether you are a member here or not, Jesus died for you. Those online, you can do the same if you wish. It is for you. It is for yourself, it's not for me. So it is according to your faith. Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. That is John chapter 6 from verse 53 to 57.
Johannes Homatinsia, Jichumedunum.
Shall we please rise? Remove the flesh right now. Say, Lord,
I say, Rady,
I eat your flesh.
I eat your flesh
to live.
To live
a victorious life.
A victorious life.
A healthy life.
A healthy life.
A productive life.
A productive life.
A prosperous life.
A prosperous life.
I eat to live.
I eat to live.
A life of testimony.
A life of testimony.
A life of result.
A life of result.
A life of fruitfulness.
A life of fruitfulness.
A life of productivity.
A life of productivity.
In every area of my life.
In every area of my
life. I eat to be fruitful.
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 I eat to be productive.
I eat to be productive.
I eat to be healthy.
I eat to be healthy.
I eat for my level to change.
I eat for my level to change.
I eat for my restoration.
I eat for my restoration.
I eat for my level to change.
I eat for my level to change.
I eat to overcome.
I eat to overcome
these issues in my life.
These issues in my life.
I eat.
I eat.
I eat.
I eat.
I eat.
I eat.
I want you to declare what you believe.
You
want to eat
for this
to produce in your life. Eat right now.
No,
wait, don't eat. But say, declare it right now. If you have a sickness in your body, say, I eat. For this sickness to be terminated. This sickness must end. This disease must end. This family sickness must end with me. This family disease must end with me. It should never manifest in the month of June. It should never cross over. This cycle.
cycle and pattern should never cross over with me. Kayakata. I eat to break the recurring cycle. I eat to break the recurring pattern. I eat to change my story. I eat to change that story. I eat to change that story. I eat to change that negative story in my life. I eat to change that story, that pattern, that cycle, that recurring issue. Say by faith.
By faith.
I believe.
I believe.
And so I eat.
And so I eat.
In the name of God the Father.
The name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
The name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we eat now?
Why are you not disabling?
Somebody will say communion should not be turned into prophetic or whatever. I don't know what people say. I don't know whether they just talk. Why is it in the Bible that communion should not be turned into prophetic whatever? Where is it in the Bible? That it should not be turned into prophetic. Where is it written? We have taught the letter and become lettered Christians. No power. Powerless. Even when we go to witness to people, we have no testimony to give them. We have nothing to show them why they should come to Christ. So we have no motivation to witness. Because we are powerless like them. Because we are not being led by revelation. We are not being led by Rhema. We have taught the letter and produced lettered Christians. They are only taking notes. They don't know how to apply the word. I thank God for my life. I am filled with the word. But not just the letter. But the spirit. Behind this letter. Is the spirit. Leave the blood right now. Say in the same way. This is the blood.
This is the blood.
The blood of the Lamb of God.
The blood of the Lamb of God.
This is the evidence.
This is the evidence.
This blood paid.
This blood paid.
For my everything.
For my everything.
This was the blood.
This is the blood.
That satisfied.
That satisfied.
All the conditions.
All the conditions.
To the Father.
The Father.
For me to become a new person.
For me to become a new
person. This blood.
This blood.
Has paid.
Please.
For my better life.
For my better life.
For my victorious life.
For my victorious
life. For my fruitful life.
For my fruitful
for life. My healthy life.
For my healthy life.
This blood has paid.
This blood has paid.
For me to live in prosperity.
For me to live in prosperity.
This blood has paid.
This blood has paid.
For me to live in victory.
For me to live in
victory. Over sin.
Over
death,
over death,
over Satan,
over Satan,
over poverty,
over
witches and wizards.
Over witches and
this,
wizards.
Blood
this blood
has paid
for me to enjoy,
for me to enjoy a fruitful life,
a fruitful life,
a fruitful life,
a fruitful life,
a productive life.
A productive
this
life.
Blood
this blood
is the payment,
is the payment
for me to live,
for me to live
a better life,
a better life.
Declare what you believe the blood has paid for you for.
Look,
it has paid for your promotion.
Look,
it has paid for your prophetic word to come to pass.
Look,
it has paid for that contract. It has paid for that position. Look, it has paid. It has paid for you to become the head and not the tail. Look, this blood has paid for that position of yours.
Say,
Lord,
By faith.
By faith.
I receive the blood.
I receive the blood.
And I drink the living blood.
And I drink the living blood.
The eternal blood.
The eternal blood.
The speaking blood.
The speaking blood.
The ultimate blood.
The ultimate blood.
In the name of God the Father.
The name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
The name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
You know what to do.
Please
drink it right now. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for what you have received. Begin to thank the Lord for what you have received right now. Thank the Lord for what you have received. Just bless the Lord right now. Believe. Begin to check yourself. You realize that something is happening in your life. Shalaba karandos katayaba. Take your water right now. Live the water of life.
Live
the river of life right now. In Revelation chapter 22.
And
Ezekiel 47.
Ezekiel
47. Revelation 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life. As clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb down to the middle of the great street of the city. On each side of the river stood the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be any curse. The throne of God and of the Lamb will be in the city. And his servants will serve him. They will seek his face. The Bible says that beside this river are fruit-bearing trees that bring forth fruit. They yield different fruit every month. Say, I drink. For my fruitfulness.
For my fruitfulness.
For my productivity.
For my productivity.
Throughout the month of December.
Throughout the month of.
I drink. This living water.
This living water.
For my fruitfulness.
For my fruitfulness.
For my productivity.
For my productivity.
In every aspect of my life.
In every aspect of my life.
Throughout the month of June.
Throughout the month of June.
I declare and decree. That this living water.
That enters into my body. Will flash out.
Every spiritual poison.
Every spiritual poison.
Every physical poison. Anything in my body. Any evil deposit. That is slowing me down.
As I drink.
This living water. Let it flash out.
As I drink.
Let my organs be revived.
Let my cells be revived.
Every dead organ in my body. Let it receive the river of life.
Come back to life.
In the power of the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Empower this water. To produce this testimony. In my life now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
You should also declare what the water should be. Say it yourself. Whatever you declare is what it will be.
I'm telling you,
in your mouth is the power of life and death. Declare life right now. Declare peace right now. Whatever this water should do in your life, declare it. In the month of June, receive acceleration.
Amen.
Every weight is being removed. As you, I am hearing, as you drink, I don't know whether it is myself. He said, as you drink, every weight is being lifted. You are receiving acceleration. 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 My God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Those of you online, please do the same. I know this madam in Qatar. She has put a lot of gallons there and opened the speaker.
Hey.
And there are testimonies in her life. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Say by faith.
By faith.
I drink.
I drink
the empowered
and living water
into my body
in
the name of God the Father,
in
the name of God the Son,
in the
name of God the Holy Spirit, please, you can drink now.
Which one will be suffering?
You can drink now. You can use it to anoint yourself, splash it. You can drink now. Just drink, sip it now. Let the lettered Christians continue to be lettered Christians. Who are not open up to the Holy Spirit to teach them. You go to church and open, copy notes. You don't know how to apply the notes. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. Behind these words is the Spirit of God. Once it is in the word, let the Holy Spirit teach you how to apply it.
Say yes, I'm not going to my uncle. Can you check your son? I
this one I read is in heaven. Oh, the river of life in heaven. Oh, in heaven.
Question: okay, can we say? I saw him.
Jesus said, "We should pray. Thy will be done on earth as hot
it is.
It is done in heaven."
Open your eyes.
So what is in heaven must be brought down to earth. He prayed to Kayabashanda. Kilo Kashanda Rabashanda. He prayed to Kabaya. Say, I have drawn the river of life. Say, I have drawn the river of life. I have drawn the water of life. I have received speed. Every weight on me has been lifted. I have received acceleration. I have received revival. New life has entered into me by the power of the Holy Spirit through the living water in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Take your anointing right now. Take the oil right now. Want to anoint ourselves. The Holy Spirit can work through oil.
He
can work through water. When Jesus was alive, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. But yet, at one time, he spat on the ground and mixed the spittle with the soil and applied on somebody's hand. Somebody's eyes. And asked the person, go and wash. Why didn't he say, open your eyes? Like he did to some people. He lay hands also. Somebody tied the garment. You don't know the several ways that the Holy Spirit works. We have allowed letter to cheat us. Denominational doctrines and dogmas to limit us instead of allowing the Spirit to teach us and lead us on the word. On the word. On the word. On the word. On Let me tell you, that's just an ordinary oil. I'm telling you, it's ordinary. But the moment you speak into it, that's why we say bring your own oil. Please, anywhere you go, and the oil is already there. This is a special oil. Be suspicious. I am telling you, this oil is from so so and so. Be suspicious. I'm telling you, be suspicious. That's why we say bring your own oil. Bring your own oil. We are going to speak into it. The moment you speak into it, it's no longer ordinary. The oil will take the words you are speaking, changes the oil. Even though it is still oil, physically, spiritually, it is no longer oil. Look, this water, Vivian is not here. I think last year or last 2 years, she went and she got home and splashed the water on the compound. When people came out of their room, they started manifesting. They started manifesting. They started manifesting. And she called me. Pastor, my people in the house, they are manifesting. When I splash the water, you don't know how the power of God works. He can work through by anything and anything. We shouldn't limit him. Have you taken your oil? Leave the oil right now. Say, Holy Spirit, empower this oil. This is just an ordinary oil. But you can work through it. Empower this oil. Transform this oil. With the blood of Jesus Christ. Transform this oil. Change the state of this oil. Change the condition of this oil. Take this oil.
Into living oil,
into supernatural oil,
into miracle working oil,
into healing oil.
As I apply this oil,
I receive strength.
I receive power.
As I apply this oil,
I receive strength
and power
to do what I couldn't do before,
enter places I couldn't enter,
to achieve what I couldn't
achieve,
to enter places I couldn't enter,
to do what I couldn't do,
to achieve what I couldn't achieve.
Shatakotakaya,
Ipreketekebarata.
Holy Ghost, empower this oil.
Empower the oil.
Empower the oil.
Empower this oil.
Shatakola kata.
Ipratakora bashanda.
Libro koto yadaya. Mashakatakata. Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible said the anointing breaks the yoke. It simply means that when you grow fat, it's like a tree. That rope that surrounds the tree. As the tree is growing bigger, the rope will just break. And you know what that means? As you grow in the spirit, burdens are lifted. Burdens are lifted. But also the application of this oil also lifts burdens in your life. So by faith,
say,
I receive
and I apply.
As you are applying, speak into the oil yourself by the application of this oil. Let so and so happen in my life. I want you to release your faith into it. So that as it is working, your faith is not in the oil. Your faith is in the Holy Spirit, who is working through the oil. Never use the anointing oil without prayer. Because it is the Holy Spirit that works through it. Shilo karakata.
Libre kabande.
I receive speed for the month of June. I receive acceleration for the month of June. Listen to me. I am just hearing something. That in the month of June, by the time you realize, the mountains that are before you, they are far behind you. 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 There are three people here. You are going to receive calls. When you were rejected, they are going to call you. And when you get there, you say, is it me? You say, yes. Say, but you rejected me. Say, who is here who rejected you? Who rejected you here? Who rejected you? Because the anointing is working. The anointing is working. The anointing is working. Why you were rejected? You have been accepted. You have been accepted. Why you were humiliated? You have been celebrated. You have been celebrated. Because your level has changed. Your level has changed. Your level has changed. Your level has changed. Listen to me. God said I should tell somebody. God said I should tell somebody. Those who are afraid for you to testify,
what was supposed to be the other answer, no?
They are going to celebrate your testimony.
Hallelujah.
Mrs. Irene, come. Mrs. Irene, come. Come, come. Your testimony is now.
Jesus,
your testimony
Jesus.
Is now.
Amen.
Your testimony is delivered.
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 Amen. Amen.
All those who want babies, come right now.
Come.
And get ready right now. Your testimony is delivered. Your testimony is delivered. Your testimony is delivered. I am not going to touch as I wave my hand like this. Your testimony is delivered. Your testimony is delivered. Your testimony is delivered. You see? Your testimony is delivered.
Yes.
Your testimony is delivered.
Jesus.
Yes. Take them. Take them.
Jesus.
Yes. They are delivered.
Yes.
You are celebrating them. Yes. You are celebrating them. Yes. Yes. Your testimonies.
In the name of
your testimonies. Your testimonies. Take them now.
Yes.
Yes. They are delivered. They are delivered.
Jesus.
They are delivered.
Yes.
They are delivered.
Carter.
They are delivered.
Yes.
They are delivered.
Jesus.
They are delivered.
Yes.
They are delivered.
Carter.
They are delivered.
Rico.
Deliver them.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
The rest of you.
Carusia.
The rest of you. Take it.
Yes.
Yes.
The rest of you.
Take it. I am not touching anyone.
Basic.
Yes. I am not touching anyone. I'm just waving my hand.
Jesus.
Like that. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
They are delivered.
Jesus' name.
They are delivered.
Now.
They are delivered.
Now.
They are delivered.
Now.
They are delivered.
Now.
They are delivered.
Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes.
They are
delivered. Deliver them. Yes. Yes. I deliver your testimony. I deliver those babies. Yes. 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 Take them. Take them now. Yes. I break.
Jesus.
Break out.
By fire.
Break out.
Jesus.
Break out.
Jesus.
Come on. I break the chains. I break the chains of my new life now. Yes. I break the chains. Yes, I break them.
Yes.
Break them, break them.
Jesus' name.
Break them, break them, break them.
Yeah.
Go and celebrate. Everyone whose marriage has delayed, come here right now. If you are not ready, don't come. I am not touching anybody. I am to speak into your life. Even as you are standing
Jesus.
Right now.
Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
The power of God is here.
Now,
I want those, listen. I want those who are finding it, those who are confused. They don't know who to choose.
Yes.
Just stretch your hands. No. Do you know something? Put your hand on your face. Yes. Put your hand on your face. Put your hand on your face right now. Yes. Yes. There is a glory that is coming on your face.
And you hear people when you.
Yes. Yes. You see, it has started. It has started at the back. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Come on. Yes.
or shall
fire
spread yourself.
Jesus.
Out. Don't you see the power of God? Yeah, don't you feel the power of God? Look, Sunday school teacher, join the ushers. Join the ushers and help them. How many ushers do we have in this church? You think when I start touching, I'm not touching. The power of God is already here. So be alert. Be alert right now.
Yes.
Yes.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Wipe you right now. Yes. Wipe you. Yes. 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 Wipe, 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 wipe.
Now.
Come on.
Now.
Yes.
Now.
I break the ancient foundation.
Jesus' name.
I break the ancient foundation. I break the ancient foundation. Yes.
Christo
yes. Break them. 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 Yes. Break them right now. Break them right now. Break them right now. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Now begin to wipe your face right now.
Jesus.
Wipe your face.
Yes.
Wipe your face.
Jesus.
Wipe.
Jesus.
Wipe. Wipe. Wipe.
Wipe.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Essence is taking place.
Holy Ghost.
Yes. Essence. Essence. Lose them. Lose them.
Holy Ghost.
Lose them. Lose them. Yes. Lose them.
Holy Ghost.
Lose them. Lose them. Lose them right now. Yes. Every delay. Every delay is giving way. Give way now. Give way. Give way. Give way. Give way. Give way. Yes. Yes. Give way. Give way. Give way. Give way. Give way.
Yes.
Lose them. Lose them.
Lose.
Yes. Yes. Lose. 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 Yes. 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 Come on. Lose them. Lose them. Lose them. Lose
them. Rakosekete basiri andaha ikotobo sidi ataha rikosekete lebosi ataha.
Just be quiet. Be quiet for 1 second.
Waiting, Sibabako.
You are going to say Holy Spirit 7 times.
Waka okro comprenso.
Holy Spirit 7 times.
Okro comprenso.
Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Two. Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
That's three. Four. Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Five. Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Six. Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Seven. Say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
It is my time.
Yes.
It is my turn.
Yes.
It is my time.
Yes.
It is my turn.
Yes.
It is my time.
Yes.
It is my turn.
Now.
Now receive now.
Now.
Receive it. Yes.
Kirio to sidiata. Kimosi kabranda hadu telebo sidiata. Jesus. Shakarat. Rikebo shakarato sidiata. Riketebo shakabrata. Riketebo shakaruta. Basi kirianda ha. Karo sidiate. Shakabrataha.
Yes. Yes.
Shaka. Jesus.
Lose them now.
Jesus.
Take
yes.
It.
Jesus.
Take it.
Yes.
Take it.
Jesus by fire.
Take it.
Yes.
Take it.
Yes.
Yes.
Now.
Take
it.
Yes.
Receive.
Take.
Receive.
Take.
Receive.
Take.
Receive.
Take.
Receive.
Shalala.
Receive. Receive.
Take.
Take. Fire. Receive.
I'm not supposed to lay hands.
By fire. Receive,
just
impart
them.
Impart
them.
Impart
them.
Yes.
Impart them.
Yes.
Impart them.
Yes.
Impart them.
Yes.
Impart them.
Yes.
Lose them.
Yes.
Lose them.
Yes.
Don't hold it. Lose them.
Yes.
It's going to be violent. Lose them now.
Yes.
Fire.
Yes.
Break it.
Break my fire.
Yes.
Lose your in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Impartation.
Take it. Take it.
I end every delay.
Yes.
Every delay in your life.
Fire.
Yes.
Get but fire.
Come to
now.
Me. Yes.
Now.
Lose it right now.
Yes. Yes.
Lose it. Lose
yes.
It. Lose it. Lose
go.
It. Lose it now.
Yes.
Lose it. Lose
but
it.
Fire. Yes.
Lose it. Yes. Lose it. Lose it.
Ikarababo siyata. Rekete karabo siyata.
Jesus. Lose it. Lose it.
Jesus.
Lose it now.
Yes.
Lose it.
Yes.
Shatta.
In the name of Jesus. Katobo siyata. Rekete karabo siyata. But fire.
Yes.
Kibo siri ataha. Rikoseke telebo siri ataha.
Kadabo shakaha. Ikelebo sidiataha. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Shut. Take it.
Yes.
Take it now.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
take it
by fire.
Yes,
Jesus.
I end that.
Yes,
Katabosia.
I end that confusion.
In the name of Jesus.
I end it in your life.
Now.
Yes,
end.
Now.
Yes,
now.
Yes,
end.
Now.
Yes. I end.
Now.
Shut.
I end.
Rekete.
I end it.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I end.
I end.
Yes.
I end.
Yes.
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 No confusion.
Jesus.
Karata koshkara.
Rekete lebo sidiata.
I terminate.
In the name of Jesus.
I terminate that delay.
By fire.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Listen to me. A new beginning has begun. A new beginning has begun in your life. You see, you haven't grown to the point where you can just receive. Without that, you want to be touched. You want to be touched. You want to be touched. Anyway, touch is good.
Yes.
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 Yes. There is an impartation going on. Jesus. Say, I have received.
I have received.
Say, I am in my time.
I am in my time.
Say, I am in my turn.
I am in my turn.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Listen to me. You are going to give a testimony you have been given for a long time. Go now and celebrate your testimony.
Amen.
Yeah, you see, leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Don't touch it. Now, if you are here, sitting there, and you are battling with
now only be there pray.
You are battling with a temptation.
In some way be there pray.
Please come.
Brasabri, sisia.
You are battling with a temptation.
Only in some way be there pray.
You are battling with anger. You are battling with offense. You are battling with some. It is last. Some. It is all over. Not one thing. Come right now.
Brasesia.
You are battling with something. Look, I've been there before.
I see what all happening.
I'm telling you.
Okay, Chiro.
We pass it with. We also battle with things.
Yes,
we are
not
angels. We are also a work in progress.
Yes,
it is just by the grace of God that we have overcome a lot of things. But there are things that we still battle with. You can't tell anybody. How can the pastor say, I am also battling with this? Even you can't tell your fellow pastors. I'm telling you. Because they will go and gossip about you. I know the things fellow pastors come and tell me. Please pray for me. This area. If you are here, you know you are battling with something. Listen to me. God wants to end some things today.
Yes.
I am telling you, see, we clap and we say, pa, 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 pa. I clap your end. I clap your end. So the anointing for the end is here.
Jesus.
I said the anointing for the end is here right now. Don't tell me what you are battling with. You know it. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Bring this thing to an end. I am standing before you. Holy Spirit. Bring this thing in my life to an end. This thing I am battling with. Mention that thing. Don't let anybody hear. Mention that thing. Don't let anybody hear. So that somebody says,
Shay.
Don't let anybody hear. It's a serious moment right now.
Yes.
Now, listen.
Jesus.
Yes. Open yourself.
Yes. Jesus.
Open yourself.
Fire of the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh. Watch it.
Hey.
You see?
Jesus.
You see this one?
You see? Jesus.
You see?
Look at
the
struggle.
Look at the struggle. Lose them right now.
Yes.
Lose them.
Yes.
Yes.
Fire.
Let the end come.
Fire.
Yes.
Yes, I declare the
Messiah.
Yes,
yes,
I declare
Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes,
yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes, yes.
Say, Holy Spirit, help me.
Yes.
Say, Holy Spirit, I am willing. I am willing. Deliver me right now.
Jesus.
I want to overcome this.
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. As you are saying it. As you are saying it.
Rata.
Some of you just see yourself on the floor. You see yourself on the floor. Yes. Yes, this man here. Yes. Yes, lose him right now.
Yes.
Lose him.
In the name of Jesus.
Lose them from addiction. Addiction. Addiction.
Break.
Addiction.
Break.
Yes. Addiction. Addiction. Lose him right now.
Break your influence.
The Holy Spirit. Working him. Yes. Don't wait. Don't wait for me to touch you. Don't wait for me to touch you. Yes. Take it now.
Yes.
Take it now.
Jesus name.
Take it.
Jesus.
Take it.
Jesus.
Take it.
Jesus.
Yes. The end of that thing. Listen to me.
Wait.
I'm going to give you 2 more minutes. Listen to me. Listen to me. Everybody look. Listen to me. 1979. 1978 and 79. I battled with masturbation.
Masturbation.
I masturbated until I landed in Ohoy Hospital. And when they see Jesus, handsome boy, wow.
She
was just beating me like that. They banished me.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.